And here I must point out, of course, that you are not allowed to use this as an actual method to change people's votes sort of before an election, and that we clearly sort of we debrief them afterwards and give them every opportunity to change back to whatever they thought first. But what this shows is that if you can get people to see the opposite view and engage in a sort of conversation with themselves, that could actually make them change their views. Okay. So what does it all mean? What do I think is going on here? So first of all, a lot of what we call self-knowledge is actually self-interpretation. So I see myself make a choice, and then I try to, when I'm asked why, I just try to make as much sense of it as possible when I make an explanation. But we do this so quick and with such ease that we think we actually know the answer when we ask why, when we answer why. And as it is an interpretation, of course, we sometimes make mistakes the same way we make mistakes when we try to understand other people. So beware when you ask people the question why, because what may happen is that if you ask them sort of, so why do you support this issue? Why do you stay in this job or in this relationship? What may happen when you ask why is that you actually create an attitude that wasn't there before you asked the question.